low left wing. They're going to have to shoot quickly. Morneau loses it in the lane. He gets it back, goes up for the shot. Coming over the back of him was Michael Kemp, who blocked it, but they say he got him with the body. That'll be Michael Kemp's fourth foul, team's 10th. Double bonus the rest of the way out. Morneau in the shooting anyway, so he'll go to the line for two shots. Bad Axe trails by 5, 46-41. First free throw's good. Morneau with 28. 1:31 left in the fourth. Morneau's second free throw. It is good.
Got a press here.
46-43, USA by three. Signs inbounds to Michael Kemp. To Hunter Bone against John Messing. Pressure coming full court. 1:24 left in the fourth. Hunter Bones across midcourt against John Messing. To the right wing. And trying to find Aaron Sines, they do at the top of the key. Against Martin Messing, dribbling to the left wing.
Right here, you got to follow him. You got to follow him right now.
Macklin Gettle dribbling by himself. Hunter Bone, top of the key. Against John Messing.
You got to know who to follow.
Dribbling to the left wing. Into the corner. Back out to Aaron Sines against Martin Messing. 1 minute remains. USA milking the clock, and it goes off of Aaron Sines' foot. USA turns it over. The third turnover of overtime, the 10th of the night. Bad Axe with 14 turnovers.
Macklin Gettle is shooting 52% from the foul line. He's the one that you're going to have to get.
Morneau in the lane, puts up a layup, and it's good. 1 point game. Morneau with 31, and we have a whistle against John Messing, so we walk the length of the court. This will put Hunter Bone back at the free throw line for 1-1. That's the eighth team foul against Bad Axe.
Hunter Bone is not the one you want to foul.
He went 2-for-2 on bonus last time. 47.4 seconds left. It's 46 for USA, 45 for Bad Axe. Hunter Bone of the Patriots at the free throw line shooting 1-1. Taking his time. Free throw is up and it's good. Rattles are home.
But even if Hunter Bone makes this shot, it's a 3-point, one possession ball game with 47 seconds to go.
Hunter Bone, second free throw, is up and it's good. 3-point lead for the Patriots, and Mark Gainforth calls a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you. John Mooney, what is Mark Gainforth setting up for his squad?
Well, you know, he's got a one-possession ball game with 47. He's got to cover everything, okay? The one thing he's got to guard against, obviously, is a three-point shot, and then the one person that is probably the most prolific scorer from three-point area is Tommy Morneau. My second choice would be John Messing. So at this point in time, he'd have to go ahead and also protect on the inside. Does not want the old-fashioned three-point play. If it were me, there's plenty of time. I would be going for the two. I'd get that ball down low into Drew Sutton, and it's possible that they could foul him. And for the, like I said, the old-fashioned three-point play, let's see what happens with the Hatchets.
Three-point lead for USA with 47 seconds left in their first overtime. Martin Messing, Tommy Morneau, John Messing, Clark Brady, and Andrew Sutton for the Hatchets out there. Aaron Sines in the top of 1-3-1 zone. Michael Kemp, Macklin Gettle, Hunter Bone, and Isaiah Williamson also out there for the Patriots. Morneau picks up the ball at midcourt, left right across your radio, trailing by 3 points. John Messing for three, right wing, off the mark, rebound, Michael Kemp, still loose, brought in by Williamson, and we have a whistle. This will be the ninth team foul against Bad Axe, so it's still 1-1. Kemp will get credit for that rebound. The foul goes against Clark Brady, his third. Williamson at the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
Well, he's a 58% shooter from the foul line, so this may work out for the Hatchets, and let's see what happens.
48-45, USA by three. 38.3 seconds left in the fourth. Overtime. Free throws up, no good. Rebound, John Messing. Top of the key, Morneau. Pops a three, in and out, no good. Messing gets it put back, is good. Messing gets the offensive board and puts it back in. We're 1-point lead for the Patriots as Badax calls a timeout. A full timeout on the WLW Sports Network. We'll stick with you. So 25.2 seconds left. That's fouls are USA with 10, Badax with 9. So double bonus regardless the rest of the way out.
We ask all fans to stay in their seats so that the awards...
John, do you foul immediately so you get the last shot? Or do you hope for the best?
Depends on who it is.
Or do you go for the steal on the inbound, then foul?
Again, you know, can you foul Aaron Saenz? I don't think so. Hunter Bonus hit 4 for 4 in this overtime period. I wouldn't foul him either. Who else is left out there? At this point in time, I think they're going to have to go for the steal. You can't guarantee that somebody like Isaiah Williamson, who just missed that last one, if you're going to foul anyone, he'd be the one. But you got 25 seconds on a running clock. So there's a lot of ifies out there, Clark. You might want to wait and see who touches the ball. Macklin Gettle, again, would be my guy. He had 52%. I would roll the dice on him if he touches the ball. The hatchets are ready right now. USA still talking about it? No, they just broke the huddle. Here we go.
So, Badax without timeouts. USA has one remaining. Hunter Bone inbounding for the Patriots. Running the court to Isaiah Williamson.
There, you got
to
follow him. That's
and they foul him immediately. And so we walk the length of the court. Isaiah Williamson goes to the free throw line for two shots. He missed the front end of a 1-1 last time down the court. And the foul goes against Tommy Morneau, his second. Morneau has 7 rebounds and 31 points tonight, 2 fouls to boot. Double bonus for both teams, 23.4 seconds left in overtime in the District 83 Championship. This week started out with a bang. We'd expect nothing less to finish it. First free throw from Williamson is good. It's back out to a 2-point lead for the Patriots, 49-47. A lot of time left. Harrison Kramer checks in for USA. So for the Patriots, we have Isaiah Williamson at the free throw line shooting a second. He makes it. And we have a sub coming in. Macklin Gettle replaces Harrison Kramer. So it's Macklin Gettle, Aaron Saenz, Hunter Bone, Michael Kemp, and Isaiah Williamson. For Badax, Martin Messing, Tommy Morneau, John Messing, Ryan Hileski and Andrew Sutton. They couldn't get Clark Brady in time. 22 seconds left. Morneau at the top against Saenz. Over to John Messing, right wing. 15 seconds left. Andrew Sutton back to Morneau for 3. Way off. Rebound Michael Kemp. And we have a whistle, and this will be a foul against Badax. And it'll be double bonus, sending Michael Kemp to the free throw line. 11.8 seconds left. Foul goes against Martin Messick, his third. Michael Kemp at the free throw line shooting 2. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 4 points.
Michael Kemp is 73% from the foul line.
11.8 seconds left. USA 50. Badax 47 in overtime. First free throw no good from Michael Kemp. Wide right, just a bit outside. Clark Brady replaces Ryan Hileski. Going for offense now for the Hatchets.
Well, if he makes it, it's probably over. Misses it. Badax has life with a tray.
Free throw is up. No good. Rebound, Clark Brady. 10 seconds left. No timeouts remaining for the Hatchets. Morneau, top of the key against Saenz. Launches the 3. No good. Rebound, Clark Brady. Morneau launches another 3 before. It is no good. The USA Patriots have upset the Badax Hatchets in the district championship. USA, your 2016 District 83 champs, takes out Badax by 3 points, 50-47 in overtime. 50-47, USA takes out Badax. It took 4 extra minutes to do so. And the Patriots are advancing to take on Reese in Regional 22, hosted by Ithaca, Michigan, on Monday, 6 o'clock tip. Broadcast will begin at 5:30 on the WLEW Sports Network. You'll want to hang around. We'll be talking with Mark Gainforth and crew. As soon as the championship trophy is handed out, Badax shaking hands. Badax's season concludes at 21-1. USA upsets the favorites, Badax, by 3 points, 50 to 47.